Hey, hey, it's Jen Lehner of JenLehner.com, and this is your Front Row Entrepreneur Flash Briefing Weekend Edition. So Google plans to restrict apps that offer loans to individuals from accessing sensitive user data such as photos, videos, and contacts as they step up their response to the rise of predatory behavior from some lenders that harass borrowers. Twitter is rolling out additional features for Blue subscribers, including showing 50% of ads in their timeline compared to non-paid users, and a visibility boost in search. Now let's recap the marketing and tech news highlights from the week. Meta is now informing Instagram users that their current active NFTs in the app will deactivate as of April the 11th. They're retiring their Facebook code generator element, which lets users log in on another device by using a code. Hallelujah. Microsoft confirmed that more ads are coming to Bing's AI-powered chatbot. Instagram is rolling out a new feature that lets users create collections with their friends. It's called Collaborative Collections. Google is introducing new extreme heat alerts, and that's going to be in search, and they are designed to surface information to help people stay safe during heat waves. Google's AirDrop competitor, Nearby Share, is now available on Windows as a beta app, and they introduced three new search features to make it easier for users to research hotels, book their next plane ticket, and discover things to do while on vacation. OpenAI, news over there is that Italy's national privacy regulator has ordered an effective ban on ChatGPT, accusing creators OpenAI of unlawful collection of personal data. TikTok news, Australia joined a long list of Western countries banning TikTok on official devices. And in the UK, TikTok was fined $12,700,000, which is about $16 million, for letting underage children access and use the app. And Spotify is shutting down its live audio app. Not the Spotify app, but their live version, their live audio thingy. As you plan your content for tomorrow, keep in mind that Saturday is International Kids Yoga Day, Draw a Bird Day, Catch and Release Day, All is Ours Day, Step into the Spotlight Day, and World Pageant Day. And then Sunday is Palm Sunday, International ASMR Day, Cherish an Antique Day, Mature Women's Day, and Name Yourself Day. Trending all across social media right this very second is hashtag Good Friday, hashtag Friday Thoughts, and hashtag Friday Motivation. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe and be well. And I'll be back Monday with a brand new flash briefing just for you.